The next time you're outside in the evening, look toward the southern horizon. When you do, you'll be looking backward in our journey around the galaxy. Now, before anybody gets dizzy trying to imagine it, just remember that our sun and its planets move with billions of other stars around the center of the Milky Way galaxy. The galaxy is a great flattened disk of stars, and our sun is only one of its 300 billion stars. All of the Milky Way stars orbit around the center of the galaxy, just like Earth orbits the sun. The galaxy doesn't rotate as a solid disk. Instead, stars at different distances from the center move at different speeds. But in general, all the stars in the galaxy move around the center in a clockwise direction, as seen from Earth's northern hemisphere. The sun is about halfway between the galactic center and the edge of the disk. Although we can't feel it as we stand on Earth's surface, the sun and planets move at about 150 miles per second in our journey around the core of the Milky Way. This movement is in addition to Earth's motion around the sun. It's also in addition to any movement that the galaxy itself might have through the rest of the universe. The Milky Way is so large, by the way, that even though we travel at 150 miles each second, our sun takes 250 million years to make one circuit of the galaxy.